My wife and I have just completed the long process of adopting one of our foster children, and that process finally concluded last week. On Thursday, we had the little guy baptized here at the cathedral. Deacon Tony did the baptism. And although I've done many baptisms as a deacon, it's the first time in many years that I've been at a baptism as a parent. And so that changes things a bit. At least it did for me. And the church asks some questions after a short introduction to the baptism. The celebrant then will ask the parents, what do you name your child? And then you give the name. And then the celebrant asks, what do you ask of the church for this child? And that question struck me, because there are several answers you can give that are appropriate. You can say, I ask for baptism for this child. You can say, I ask for heaven for this child. Or you can say, I ask for eternal salvation. But it occurs to me that that question, what do you ask of the church, is asked every time we approach the Lord in his sacrament. If we approach the Lord sacramentally, if not overtly, at least subtly, the church is asking this question, what do you ask of the church through this encounter with the living Christ? Why are you here at Mass this morning? What do you ask of the church through the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, which you will receive? Well, like the answer in baptism, in that rite, there are several answers you could give. You could say, I ask for unity in my family. I ask for healing. I ask for peace. But our readings today give us yet another thing, another answer that we can give to that question. What do you ask of the church? And that answer is, I ask for radical transformation. And we see that through both readings this morning. Our first reading from the book of Genesis, Jacob is a man living in fear. He has a price on his head. He has stolen his birthright, and his brother Esau wants him dead. And he's running for his life. And he comes to this place, Bethel, and he sees his vision. He has this vision of some translations call it a Jacob's ladder. Our translation calls it a stairway. But the striking thing isn't the angels going up and down the stairway. The striking thing is that in the dream, God comes to be present next to Jacob. He's not at the head of the stairs. He doesn't stay up in heaven. Jacob encounters him next to him in this dream, and then Jacob wakes up, and we see he's radically transformed. He's no longer living a life of fear. He's living a life of faith. Then we see something very similar in our gospel readings this morning with one slight difference. This official comes forward whose daughter has just died, and he asks Jesus to give life to his daughter, to radically transform her from a dead state to a living state. And this woman who has hemorrhaged for 12 years is asking for healing. But the difference between these two New Testament figures and that of Jacob is these New Testament figures are encountering Christ and they expect to be radically transformed. The lady says, if I can only touch the tassel on Jesus' cloak, I will be healed. The man says, if I can only have Jesus lay his hands on my daughter, she will be alive. So the question comes to each of us this morning. Why are you here at Mass? To encounter Christ. But what do you expect from that encounter? Where do you fear? Where do you worry? Where do you hurt? Expect great things, great transformation from Christ this day in this Holy Eucharist.